Workout Wednesday now with Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. Jeff, how are you doing?
Great, Jason. How are you?
I am great. Now, you sent me an article that I found rather interesting. Daniel Duane guy wrote it for the New York Times. And now a lot of our listeners might relate to this. You know, he was 40 years of age, was just, as in his words, kind of, fat, weak, out of shape. And he had hired a trainer, done a lot of things. None of it worked. What did he do? Because as somebody who trains, and I know you were the one who brought this up, I'm like, well, isn't this kind of saying that your business isn't good? Like, did he just have a bad trainer?
Well, I don't think he had a bad trainer, per se, but I will tell you this. There are a lot of gimmicks in our industry. And, what I mean by that, you'll see, workouts revolving around stability balls, wobble boards, which are all fun and they're interesting and you can expend some calories, but are you really putting relative loads on your body that will induce a change? Probably not. And it was really interesting the way that Daniel Duane started off his story. He'd go home, Gregor, at night. Yeah. After his workouts, and he'd get undressed and stand naked in front of the mirror, and he'd think, you know what? I look good. Then he'd exhale. Then he'd go, you know what? I don't look that good. And, in a minute of frustration, he went online looking for some answers, and he came across this book, and it was called Starting Strength by Mark Rippetoe. And the interesting thing about this book, Jason, is that the whole book is built around, and the programming is built around five old-fashioned lifts: the squat, the deadlift, the power clean, the bench press, and the overhead press. There's no magic in that, but these are big multi-joint movement patterns. He would go to the gym, he went for a year, and he learned the technical aspects of all of those lifts. He slowly increased the amount of weights and the loads that he used for each lift, and he was starting to fail over time with repetitions in that 3 to 5 repetition range. For most people, that seems, okay, God, I'm not going to do that. That doesn't seem like it's fruitful. But he looked in the mirror again a year down the road, and to his amazement, he had changed his body dramatically. And he's a little over 6 feet tall. He's 215 pounds. So now he's got a deadlift of 335 pounds. He's got a bench press of 235, and he can squat 285 pounds. So when you're progressively overloading your body with those kinds of loads, your body adapts, and you're in extreme positions of leverage. That's why this type of movement training works, and it activates more muscle fiber. So he got results. End of story.
So now you mentioned fatiguing out at 3 to 5 reps, and a lot of people are like, well, hey, you know what? I want to lift heavier, right, at one rep. What's the benefit of doing reps to the point of, where you need somebody to spot you, because otherwise not on a deadlift, you can just drop it, but on like a bench press or something like that. What's the point of going to where you fail?
Well, here's the thing. With all resistance training, You want to get into a position where you'll get maximum motor unit recruitment. And I'll be brief, but a motor unit innervates a bunch of muscle fibers to work and be stimulated. If you're not working at threshold, these motor units aren't stimulated, and in turn, you don't force these muscle fibers to work. So most of your work is in vain. You're not really doing anything. You're going along for the ride. So that would be the value in trying to elicit more muscle activation. It is very load specific, so that's the value in it. That's how you get strong. The stronger that you get, typically the more weight you can move over many, many sessions, over many months, many years, you get leaner, you get stronger, you're more functional. So it's a simple, simple way to go, but it's a very effective way to go. But the risk of injury, obviously, it goes up. So you have to be cautious, and you have to make sure that your progressions are proper and slow enough where you don't get hurt.
Jeff Woods from Custom Fit joins us. So what, this guy was 40 years of age, 6 feet, 215. Does it matter your body type with him going to those five? Would it matter your age? Would this work for everybody?
Well, here's the thing. Let's say we've got a 20-year-old male, or a 20-year-old female versus a 50-year-old, okay? the 20-year-old is going to adapt to all of these stresses a little bit faster, okay? And you could probably work out a little bit more frequently. And as far as body type goes, sure, there's considerations. If you're a tall, lanky individual, you've got to move your weight loads through a much greater area, a much larger space, right? You've got to take it further. If you're short and a little bit stockier, I mean, you're going to be efficient with some of these movements. You don't have to move it as far. But they still work for everybody. Consequently, for the 50-year-old, you need more time to recover between workout bouts. Muscles and fibers aren't quite as elastic as they used to be, and the risk of injury is obviously higher. So you have to be a little bit more conscious of taking more rest time. That might be necessary.
Jeff Woods joining us. Jeff, it's interesting about those five, and you talked about it. What was the actual word you just used? Was it full body motion?
Yeah, these are big multi-joint.
Okay.
Yeah, multi-joint movement patterns. And here's another thing, too. So if we think about, you know, the tasks that we get involved in our day-to-day life, you know, whether it's something as simplistic as rotating and pushing open a big, heavy, heavy door, you know, like you use your elbows and your shoulders, that's a multi-joint movement. You know, if you have to even push a lawnmower around or you're doing, you know, work in the backyard, you're squatting and pulling. They're big primal movements. There's a higher energy cost associated with doing these movement patterns. Again, if you multiply those big multi-joint movements over the course of many workouts, you're expending a lot more energy per repetition, per workout, and over the course of the year, that has a very positive effect on body composition because you want to be in an energy deficit. You want to expend more energy.
Now, if it's this simple, right, and I shouldn't say simple like that. Obviously, it takes a lot of hard work. Why are not more professionals promoting it this way?
That's a very good question, my friend. And here's the answer in my mind. Like, it's not very glamorous to do this type of work. It can be a little bit mundane, but it is highly effective. Not all trainers are educated in the technical aspects of execution with these lifts, okay? The other thing, from a money-making perspective in the gym business, it's hard to build group classes around this methodology. It's hard to fit 20 people in a room, you know, doing deadlifts. So from the business end, you know, it's hard. But again, highly effective.
And if somebody out there listening right now says, okay, you know what, I want to start, I want to get in on deadlifts, what's a proper kind of rotation? You wouldn't do all five of them in one day. So would you do a combination of, like, deadlifts, bench, and shoulder press one day, and then mix in squats or another day with something else? Like, how do you balance it for your body so you're getting the proper rest but also the proper amount of fatigue and well as stress on your muscles?
Right, good question. So, okay, given the five exercises that we talked about, the squat, deadlift, power clean, bench press, and overhead press, you know, you would pick three out of those five movements to work on, okay? And if you're just starting out, I highly recommend that you're going to see, you know, a trainer or a professional that specializes in the technical aspects and teaching of these particular lifts. Your first goal is to learn the technical aspects of the lifts. The loads are going to be very light, and you want to develop extremely good muscle memory and just understand how to do the weight training exercises. So you would probably pick loads, Jason, that would have you fail in that 12 to 15 repetition zone to start. But three out of the five. You're going to give your body approximately 2, maybe even 3 days rest, and then go and pick even only 2 out of the 5.
Okay.
And then you're going to work on a continual rotation very similar to that for the whole year. And I know it doesn't seem like it's a lot, but if you progress the loads properly, you will get results.
Jeff, as always, appreciate the insight, my man.
Thanks, Jason.
We'll talk to you next week. That's Jeff Woods from Custom Fit. So there you heard it, the five basic